अपने कमजोर संस्कारों का मालूम तो पड़ जाता है, नालिश से अपने कमजोर संस्कारों का नहीं पता पड़ता है, माना नालिश नहीं है, अपने कमजोर संस्कारों का पता तो पड़ जाता है। और जब उस बात की समझानी मिलती है तो ये संस्कार थोड़े समय के लिए अंदर दब जाते हैं। याद होगा दबाने का क्लास, अच्छा सुना हुआ है आप लोगों ने, दबाए हुए का क्या हाल होता है, उभर आते हैं, है ना। लेकिन कमजोर संस्कार समाप्त करने के लिए लाइट और माइट को के एक्स्ट्रा फोर्स की आवश्यकता है, लाइट और माइट की एक्स्ट्रा फोर्स की आवश्यकता है। इसके लिए मास्टर सर्वशक्तिवान, मास्टर नॉलेजफुल के साथ साथ चेकिंग मास्टर बनो। नॉलेज द्वारा स्वयं में शक्ति भर, नॉलेज द्वारा स्वयं में शक्ति भर, मनन शक्ति को बढ़ाओ तो शक्ति संपन्न बन जाएंगे। अच्छा, आओ 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 आओ, स्लोगन जहां सर्व प्राप्तियां है, जहां सर्व प्राप्तियां है वहां प्रसन्नता है। ओम शांति। दे दो ना उठा के। सुनो ज्वालामुखी की बात, सभी सेवा केंद्रों के वातावरण को आकर्षणमय बनाओ। पहले वरदान सुना, अपनी कमजोरियों को खत्म करो, अभी सेंटर्स के वातावरण को आकर्षणमय बनाओ, ताकि जो आते हैं उनों को सुख वतन की भासना आए, सुख वतन की भासना आए। जैसे दीपक जब प्रकाश देता है तो सुत्ता अपनी तरफ ध्यान खींचवाता है, ऐसे जब आप लाइट चुरंग की तरह नजर आएंगे तब सफलता मिलेगी। ओम शांति। निविल है जगह, निविल ओम शांति, ओम शांति, गुड मॉर्निंग। आप बताना आपको कितने प्रकार की खुशी है।
ओम शांति। That I'd like to know from you how many types of happiness you have. Don't share anything that's bringing you unhappiness, but the things that bring you happiness. If you just share one thing that brings you unhappiness, then it finishes all happiness. David, do you understood? That it says you respond quickly through your face. The moment you start speaking of the things of happiness, everyone becomes happiness. And if you start speaking of things of unhappiness, then everyone's faces become small. Everything affects the atmosphere. And so to create a beautiful atmosphere, good atmosphere, in fact, you don't even need to make effort to make the atmosphere like that. It just becomes like that. Just now, I found one thing of happiness. She feels that now the class feels like it's Om Shanti Bhuvan class and Shanti One class, full class. When Daddy enters the classroom in Shantivan, she feels that yes, this that is asking Hansa to have a look at the numbers here. Even in Om Shantivan, it's like you don't see any empty seats. And so this is today that is giving a certificate that yes, the class feels good. That's what's pulled her to come here. This morning everyone was telling Daddy that you just rest and don't read the Murli and you just come for class, and yet Daddy is saying, no, I want to come and read the Murli. I don't feel happy that I don't read the Murli to the class, even though the body is asking for rest, but yet Daddy is thinking, no, I need to go and read the Murli. How is it possible that I can do everything else throughout the day and not read the Murli? It's like you're giving her that extra time of rest. That's Murli time. But Daddy says, instead, let me not do anything after reading the Murli, but first I must definitely read the Murli. Then it will feel that, yes, I'm following the Father. Otherwise, it will feel like throughout the day, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do this. And who's going to say, well, I'm not going to read the Murli today. I have this and this and so tired from last night and... So what did Baba say?
Dan wo karta hai jo Srimat par chalta hai.
Those who follow Srimat give the donation of knowledge.
Dani mahadani vardani.
The donors, the great donors, become the bestowers of blessings. So first of all, become the donor. When you develop the habit of donating, then you even donate secretly.
दान की आदत भी ऐसी होती है।
The habit of donating is also such that you want to do that secretly so that no one else sees what you're donating, sees that you are donating, and you don't want to come into sound. Because once it comes into sound, then it loses its importance. The people who want to do it secretly understand the significance of giving incognito donation. Knowledge is incognito, yoga is incognito, the dharana you have is also incognito. Once Sadhya said in the class, thanks to Baba that Baba has given us such knowledge that we're able to understand what is wrong and what is right. We know what is real and what is false. No one else has given us this knowledge. Baba, you have given me this understanding of something being true and something false. This is sin, this is charity. And inside the feeling comes, Baba, really, you have shown me all of these things. And so by understanding these things, you're able to connect your yoga with Baba. And you feel, Baba, this is a sin, I'm not going to do this anymore. And so, and then Baba says, this is charity. And you say, Baba, this is charitable. And then you say, I'll definitely do this. Baba says, yes, go ahead, child. So it's like you make a deal with Baba that you'll not do anything sinful and you'll do the charitable things. Just the knowledge that this is sin, this is charity, this is right and this is wrong, this is true and this is false. Just that much knowledge that Baba gave. What does it mean to receive knowledge? If you didn't get this knowledge even in through studying knowledge for the whole year, it's like you haven't understood anything. But the moment you have this understanding, you feel inside that, yes, Baba, I truly understand. And when you feel that you've understood, then Baba explains even more to you. Child, this is falsehood. Child, this is falsehood. And you feel that, yes, now I've understood. But if your intellect is trapped in other things, then you won't be able to understand what Baba's explaining. You won't be able to have yoga. Here, everywhere I see that half the number of people sitting here sit with their eyes closed. They feel sleepy. Means they don't have yoga. They don't understand that even this sleeping, feeling dozy is sin. To feel, have your head feel heavy, that's also a sin. It means there's a burden on your head. When there's a burden on your head, the head feels heavy, and so it's the same. That's what makes you sleepy. When there's that burden on the head, then you should have some extra yoga to remove that burden. Sometimes something happens and you feel extra burden, and that's actually the punishment of something having gone wrong. You do something right and you receive the fruit of that, and there's instant happiness. You do something wrong and you're not able to have yoga and you feel the burden of that. And then your heart won't feel like sitting here. And even if you're sitting, then the feeling is that you're sitting here by compulsion, and it's like your heart is not in it. You're just sitting for the sake of it. There'll be heaviness in the heart. Just like when there's a blockage, there's heaviness. So first there is that blockage which creates heaviness, and pain comes afterwards. What happens in your head? You won't be able to catch the things that Baba is saying. Other things, yes, it's very easy to catch those, that, to understand what needs doing. Even now, as Dad is speaking about these things, people's eyes are still closed. They're not able to open their eyes. Baba said, be a master checker. If the inspector, the checker, is an ordinary person and is not so strict, then you don't feel afraid. But if it's a strict checking master, then you feel afraid and you kind of tremble that when he comes and you don't have your ticket, then he's going to be stern with you. So in the same way, if you don't show a stern eye yourself, to yourself, if you're not able to see your own weaknesses, then there'll be great loss. This is why Baba says, be your own master. Baba says, I am seeing everything, I know everything, and this is why I'm explaining all these things to you. But first of all, at least consider yourself to be my child and check your own self. Stop checking others, but check your own self. The intellect has become so inverted, it's like totally changed, that it tells you the weaknesses of others, but you can't see your own weaknesses. It's like even God doesn't have that much knowledge of someone else's weaknesses as one would of another person. You ask them something and they give you a whole list of another person's weaknesses. But what about your own weaknesses? You don't want anyone else to share that. And you yourself will not share that with anyone. You won't want to own up to your own weakness, thinking that I have this weakness. So until you've understood what your weaknesses are, you'll feel that your head is always heavy. You should remember Baba with happiness. And even if I don't have to make, I remember him such that I don't have to make effort to remember him, but he just comes in front of me, and there should be that much such deep love. And that will only happen when I have deep attention on my dharana. Knowledge, yoga, and then dharana is my way of life. What do I have in my life? So my life should be such that I am very obedient, faithful, honest, trustworthy, incognito effort maker, making such real incognito effort that you're making that effort to become real, to become true. The only concern you have is to become like that. In Bharat, they don't read these points. They don't read these points of the volcanic patti, and they're saying, asking daddy to conduct classes for the volcanic patti even though they don't have the points. But then daddy was sharing with them, my stage of this volcanic intensity should be such that others get that enlightenment. And daddy instantly gave them the example of the volcanoes in Iceland. He can see them from a distance, and your attention goes to that, of how the lava is coming out of the volcano. It's drawing your attention just in the same way as the rainbow draws your attention. In the same way, the volcano also draws people's attention. So the stage of my mind should be such that people's attention is drawn to that. My life should be full of all virtues. Let everyone else continue to benefit through my ascending stage. Never have I come to a stage of standing still, and it will never happen that I come to a standstill. People will try to stop you, but if you're just going ahead, moving ahead, sitting in the boat of truth, then you'll be moving forward. Susan in class? The boatman is steering the boat, and I am just sitting in the boat going across. The situation goes by, it passes by, and I am able to go across. How did you go across? No need to even ask. It's with that truth, that honesty, you are able to go across. It's because Baba has taught us how to be honest. The Father is the truth. Even a blind person, a dumb person, a deaf person, still they are human beings, and they like truth and honesty. Yes, the blind person not able to see, a deaf person not able to hear, a dumb person not able to speak, but yet they will still also love truth and honesty. So let me understand the value of the truth to such an extent that I receive power through that. The power to become a conqueror of Maya. So first of all, develop the power to understand, to discern Maya. That is saying, should I mention names of people who are still keeping their eyes closed, falling asleep? Because if your eyes don't open now, when Dharamraj comes in front of you, then your eyes will open. Then it's too late. At that point, you can't give any excuses.
कहेगा मैंने भोला भंडारी ने तुम्हारी झोली भर दी.
The Ramraj will not come, but Shri Baba will say, well, I, the innocent Lord, filled your aprons with the treasures. I performed my part. Brahma Baba will say, I played the part of mother, father, teacher and Sadhguru. Yes, it was Shri Baba inspiring him, but he still had to do that. He is very friendly too. He was like little children with the little children and a senior mature person with the elderly. Baba knows how to interact with the elderly as well as the young children, and he becomes like them. He said, well, I've done my part. So now, your religion and kingdom. So stay in your kingdom with honesty and perform actions with that truthfulness. By being honest and truthful, you receive power. Put aside everything else and you know that everything's going to work out okay. Nothing's going to go wrong, because it is godly service. Everyone is going to benefit, and I know that this is already accomplished. But what do I have to do? I have to pay attention to my dharana, to have such honesty that others receive power through my stage. Let me have such truth and honesty in myself. We can see the fruit of Baba's truth and honesty that we're eating that now. We know that God is the truth, but Brahma Baba also became Narayan through his truth and honesty. Lakshmi also following him, but Lakshmi, Mama, wealth, all of that came afterwards, but first was Baba's truth and honesty. The truth and honesty to become Narayan, that came first. When there was that truthfulness, then everything else followed. So Brahma Baba made God the truth sit in him. In order to remain truthful, he accepted all of Shri Baba's instructions with a lot of love instantly. Krishna is in the golden age. Shri Baba is the resident of Paramdham. All the other religious founders will come at his own time, at their own time. But the part of Prajapita Brahma, the father of everyone, that's at this time. And his part is to take each one across with that truth and honesty. Developing such a stage that you don't lack by even just 2 degrees and have just the silver age stage, but instead become complete and full. So first of all, be a master checker and check yourself in a subtle way, making sure that there are no weaknesses in the self. So hey soul, be a detached observer and look at yourself. The attraction with bodily beings, it's like we become like the insects that are trapped in this web of attachment to bodily beings. These are also insects of Maya.
Quality wo hai jahan rahega aisa rang lag jayega.
The quality of the insects, the ants or the germs, whatever, it's like whatever is its surrounding, they'll become likewise. In grain, they'll become brown. In the rice, they'll become white. In the vegetables, they'll become green. So everything looks like it's very good, like even fruit. Externally it looks like it's very good fruit, but when you cut it open, then inside there's insects. Daddy shared this story many times, but guava fruit, a very huge guava fruit that Daddy thought she'll bring to London from Madhuban. But wherever she went, she didn't come to London, but somewhere else, and then When they cut it open, then there were germs, the worms in it. Externally, you couldn't even feel that it would be bad inside. It would look so good, so beautiful, but inside there's nothing but worms. And we felt that for all the time now, I'm not going to eat this anymore. It's like that puts you off guava for all the time. So the same as for people, sometimes you don't know what's going on inside them and you feel, well, I don't know what's their state. So when you are honest and truthful, then Baba is fully aware of your condition, and Baba says that, no, this one is really okay. He's a very true and honest child, and he never has to say, well, I don't know about him. So he's sitting in the boat of truth, being carefree and just going along, moving ahead without any worries. No worry of anything. Because it doesn't come into sound about anything. It's always very... No one needs to be a witness for that person because he is the truth. He is truthful and honest and so doesn't need any witnesses in that sense. But God becomes a witness for him saying that, yes, this one is a true and honest child. Then the world will also be witness for that soul, saying that no. People are so blinded by everything false that they're not able to recognize the truth and have become mixed, and even the real things have become mixed with the false. Nothing's going to happen through publicity. So not to worry about anything. Nothing's going to happen by you beating your heads too much. But just keep your head cool. Completely cool. Your heart completely honest. And your nature completely sweet. To have the sweetness in your nature. You all have love for Dadi. Have you ever seen Dadi in any kind of tension? Never. No matter what is happening, she's never had any tension. So much activity is taking place, it's continuing all the time, and yet Dadi never has any tension. We seniors don't have any tension, so who are the younger ones to have any kind of tension? What is it that they have? To have any kind of tension means your attention is not on knowledge, yoga, dharma. And yes, you're just concerned about service. It's like you don't have jnana, yoga and dharma when you feel there's any kind of tension. Yes, you received a few marks in the last subject. If you didn't have so many marks in the main subjects, then it's difficult to pass. It's guaranteed that yes, service will be successful. There's no doubt about that. Anyone who puts in a few grains, puts in a little bit in the yagya, then they definitely receive the fruit of that. In the early days when we first had the Olympia exhibition, Murli Dada was surprised, thinking, where did they get 1,500 pounds from at that time? At that time, it was a huge thing for us to have an exhibition even in the Olympia. Now it's common. But that was worthwhile, wasn't it? How did we get that 1,500? We only had 80 pounds expenses of the center. And for us to have 1,500 for the Olympia exhibition in those days, it was a huge thing. But Baba, the one who's making everything happen, is making it happen. And it's like people don't know him. If you don't know him, then you're not claiming your fortune from the bestower of fortune.
मेरी चढ़ती कला हो जो कक्षात में बताया ऐनी कहती स्पष्ट करो मेरी सदा मुझ आत्मा की मेरी मन मुझ आत्मा की.
Yesterday Dadi had touched on this when she came and she's saying about how to have the ascending stage. eye the soul constantly ascending through knowledge and yoga. So just keep your eyes closed, and this is not physically but spiritually, not seeing anything else but just see the home. If you come to a standing still stage, then people say, well, what's happened to you? What's happened to you? And it's like throughout the office, everyone's just saying, there's a lot of work, there's a lot of work, and the word for work is the same as the word for lust. And what Baba was saying was, that is the greatest enemy, and so here, work has become the greatest enemy, and throughout the day, people are just walking around the office with their files, thinking that they have so much work to do. And in the future, just see that there won't even be a need for you to take any paper in your hands. We won't have any offices. Even Ratanpai will become free, because we're doing everything lawfully, according to the law. Everything is going ahead very well. There's nothing to worry about.
Baba ne kaha hai, bache aise apna record acha rakho andar ka.
Baba said, keep your record, your internal record, so good. Let your character, your activity be so elevated. And have such good yoga. So first and foremost is to have good yoga, so that anyone who comes in front of you to even check or inspect, then they in fact don't feel right about asking, because you're doing everything honestly and truthfully. They realize who they come in front of. Let my words be such that they don't want to go into anything. Now, few people are beginning to understand their value. The world will understand the value of us later on. First, we have to understand our own value by understanding Baba first. He has sown the seed in us, and because of that, there has been so much, this much expansion. My deep desire, my bhavana, is that everyone should benefit. If someone has done something wrong, something bad, then don't look at that. Okay, they've done it, but don't see it. If someone speaks to you about it, don't listen to it. So you just take this vow of not seeing or speaking. Not that you be in agreement with them, that yes, truly they have done this, and you start expanding that, then there won't be the ascending stage. If you just sit down to discuss what you've seen wrong or bad of someone, what you've heard bad of someone, and you keep that in your intellect, and then you speak about it to others, then which account did you accumulate in? This is what makes your head heavy. You say, yes, I saw this. This one also spoke to me about it. And then I shared that with someone else. So that karmic account, I didn't even settle my previous karmic accounts of the past, and I started creating new karmic accounts. This is why Mahatma Gandhi had this slogan, do not hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. And now we know that, yes, that is bad. It's by looking at other people's weaknesses, your own weakness becomes suppressed. And you feel that, yes, I am good. My weaknesses have been suppressed. But in fact, other people's weaknesses enter you also. Just imagine what the condition of I, the soul, would be when I keep on engaging myself in that type of activity. If I go into the ascending stage and I benefit myself by having that mercy, then I'll develop other virtues. I didn't have any arts, talents, specialities in me, But God gave me a speciality and He's filling it with His power. And so the service that I do with that speciality, let that speciality be good such that I constantly continue to do good work with that. So whatever service I'm instrumental for, let me continue to work with that. Then I'll develop all other virtues. Service is also a fortune received from God. And then you feel that you don't have time for anything else, not even to see or hear anything else, because you're so busy using your speciality in service. In South Africa, with the call of time, how this? No. Chinti Ben has not shared this. The group that came for the call of time. The eyes. The mouth is only one, but the eyes, two eyes and two ears. So first of all, connection with the eyes and the ears. And these work first. So check, what is it that you're listening to throughout the day? What are you seeing throughout the day? And you can't even walk around closing one eye and moving around. Both eyes have to remain open. You have two ears and you can't close your ears. And sound definitely goes in through your ears. The sound goes inside into your head. It touches your heart, and then you begin to speak about it. So when they heard this, the people at the call of time in South Africa, it's this that began their transformation. Just see how these two are working, the eyes and the ears. When you become introverted, what is it that your eyes are seeing? Whatever happens, you feel, yes, whatever's happening is fine, doesn't matter. Your eyes are open, you're seeing, but what does it matter? The ears are open, but there's nothing for you to hear because it's not useful things. You can't close your ears. Yes, perhaps you can close your eyes, but you can't close your ears. And there's a difference in using both these physical organs. Once you change the way of using the eyes and the ears, then the mouth begins to smile. It either smiles or it rattles on about unnecessary things, other people's weaknesses. It just continues to rattle on about what you've seen and heard. And then other people's faces also become likewise from what you share with them. Dadi had to give them 2.5 days and instead she had only given them 2.5 hours because she then left for India. All the other call of time people were given 2.5 to 3 days, but these people were only given 2.5 hours, and yet in those 2.5 hours was able to accomplish everything. So Baba has given us very good explanation, and yet you're not able to understand. What is it that my eyes are seeing? And even if you're not seeing anything in the present time, what you've heard in the past, what you've seen in the past, it's like that is already inside the soul and that hasn't been erased. So you keep on seeing those things. So even finish everything that happened yesterday. Nowadays there's lots of paper, pens, pencils. Baba used to have the pencil sharpener and a pencil and a rubber and a pad. Pens. Baba used to keep a rubber and eraser, but he never used to use it. He never wrote anything that wasn't right that he needed to rub it out. Baba never wrote anything incorrect that he needed to rub it. Even when I was in school, I never used to take a rubber. It's not right. It's not my honor to be using a rubber. First I write something and then I have to erase it. And then when you erase it, there'll be a little bit mark left, no matter how good the rubber is. So our study is so good that gives us such wisdom. There's nothing long and complicated that you need to write. But automatically you're able to write the right things. If something goes wrong, then to have such power inside that you're able to erase it and not even the slightest mark remains of that mistake. And if such a person is said to be a good student. If you're being lazy in your study, then forget about passing with honor, you won't even be able to pass. A true honest child of Baba would say, I want to pass with honors. Somewhere that he was saying, it's not my honor, it's not my prestige and to do such certain things. And so they were asking, well, what is it that you're going on about? So when you don't, when something is not your honor and pride, then it's like you're creating distress to yourself. And such a state comes about when you're in a state of coma. It's like you don't want to do anything. You're constantly avoiding the good things. You avoid listening to knowledge. You avoid sitting in a good company gathering. And you just want to be left alone. There's so much service to be done. How can you be left alone? But do something good. Sit in good company. Speak something good. Don't speak anything else, but just speak about what Baba has told you. Stop speaking about everything else. What happens is, throughout the whole day, you don't share with anyone else what Baba has shared with you, and instead you share so many other things. So what Baba shared with you, did you share with yourself? Did you repeat it to yourself that Baba said this, Baba said this? And Baba said, yes, this one's like a crazy person, they're talking to themselves. And Baba said this, and Baba said this, and when you start thinking of the things that Baba has said, it brings a smile to your face. And then someone comes to you and that's what's in your mind and so that's what you'll share with them. So if I want to claim the kingdom, I'll be able to do that by the use of my eyes and ears. If I want to lose the kingdom, again, it's the way that I use my eyes and ears. So if I want to be introverted, if I become introverted, I can be constantly happy. Baba said, even in the Iron Age, you won't be unhappy. You won't do any wrong actions. Even in the final birth, we're still aware of these three things. Dadi Shantamani, Dadi Kumarka, Gulzar Dadi. We are all in this last birth. All have lived together throughout our life, having taken birth in a good clan close to Baba. And this is kind of proof that yes, in the 84 births we will be in the we'll be in a close family. It's like in my whole lifetime I've never even eaten onions and garlic, otherwise in Sindhi families they eat all types of meat, even donkeys and horses. So to be in Sindh and yet having maintained such a pure life where I haven't even touched anything non-veg in this last birth. So we've taken birth on this pure river. So we feel so fortunate that even in the 84th birth, in the last birth, just have this deep interest to remain not vegetarian throughout my life. And even in our family, we never used to eat anything until we had donated something to someone. some food to some other people, the poor ones, the ill people, the patients, the religious people. Once something has been donated to them, only then would we eat. Then a person who donates becomes a great donor and then becomes a bestower of blessings. And not just their ascending stage, but that brings benefit to everyone else also. So perform such charitable actions that you not only finish your own sin, but also the sin of the world. In the whole world, the people are so poor, helpless, that they don't know what to do. They're in this world of sin, and they've come into this world at the end. They've seen just a little bit of happiness, and the rest of the time is just sorrow and sin. But Baba has given us just the awareness of charity so much that we've been living the whole cycle with this charity, and even in the last birth, we've not remained hungry. We've been eating, we've been fed from God's yagya. Yes, the flames of destruction will emerge from the sacrificial fire, but everything of ours has been used in a worthwhile way, and so nothing else remains within us. We've got a surrendered life. Nothing belongs to me. Everything is used in a worthwhile way. It means the fruit that I have of that is very sweet, and all of us are eating that fruit. And it's not that we have the happiness of what we're going to receive in the golden age. There's no contrast. In the golden age, there's no contrast. Here you have the awareness of the contrast, and so there's so much happiness. People picking up their bags, so telling me that they're ready to go now. In Madhuban's class, I see everyone in white clothes. Dadi said even to the people in the bandara that they should also wear white clothes. Even the people in the bandara never wear clothes. Here also, Dadi is saying if you want to go to work and you have to wear lockit clothes, then change your clothes. Keep a different set downstairs and change it. Dadi has been to many classes, and so she went to a class where there are so many people in colored clothes. The bags that you bring also, is there a need to bring your bags? I never carry a bag with me. Alka also brings Dadi's files here. Dadi's saying, well, why do you carry all of these things here? What is the student life? So Dadi's saying, if I was telling other people about how the center should be, the students in the center should be, that they should all be in white class uniform. If I'm telling others, I have to tell them in my class. So Dadi was sharing this with Gulzar Dadi, and Gulzar Dadi was saying, don't say anything. And Dadi says, well, then Didi was saying to Dadi that the corpse, when that's being taken away of Dadi, then even that will be speaking, that all the time Dadi is speaking about what we should be doing. And then seeing Minu Ben and Arjun Bhai here from Hong Kong, I feel very happy. In Madhuban, they were not giving Dadi leave in. They're saying, Dadi saying, give me leave. I really feel there's a need for me to go there. And Dadi is saying, well, I don't say a lot, but they're saying, well, I don't speak a lot, but you really should understand that there's a need for you here. And Dadi said, but no, really, there's a need for me there in London at this time. This is the month for international service, and I should be present there because everyone comes here from abroad. And so they had to console Dadi in this way with a lot of love, and only then did they say, yes, Dadi, you can go, because yes, there is a need for you there. Tomorrow, yes, you'll get Madhuban toli, but today also I want to share some toli with all of you. So you eat some toli and you'll all become good. Then you develop all virtues when you're in the ascending stage. With one art, one speciality, you come into the ascending stage, and through that you'll then come into the stage of being complete and perfect. Then there'll be the flying stage.
Amrit Vela kal se conference hall mein maine suna hai apne aap karte hain par pata nahi kaise karte honge.
That is saying I heard people have Amrit Vela by themselves in the conference hall, but I don't know what kind of Amrit Vela they have.
Acha, tomorrow Amrit Vela in the conference hall, Dadi will be there with us. She wants to make sure that we all
sit alert.
Okay, Dadi is going to give toli now. After toli, upstairs on the rooftop of Diamond House, there is a special, like just today, special just a minute yoga for a few minutes. So you know how to get there. There's a staircase, conference, you know, just next to the conference hall. There's also lift if you can't climb the stairs. So please gather together after you've taken toli from Dadi this morning. Om Shanti.